Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. The Lebanese authorities are immersed in conspiracy, and their priority is entering into direct negotiations with the Jews. Following the truce between America and the Jewish entity on one side and Iran on the other, and then the Jewish entity's brutal attack on Lebanon on the afternoon of April 8, 2026, an attack consisting of more than 100 airstrikes in 10 minutes, from southern Lebanon to the mountains, reaching the heart of Beirut, resulting in over 1,000 casualties, killed and injured. The issue of separating the Lebanese track from the Iranian track in the ceasefire in Lebanon became strikingly prominent. Opinions on this matter were divided, with some saying that Iran wanted to include Lebanon in this truce, while others said that the U.S. had informed Iran that it did not want Lebanon included, after reaching an understanding with Netanyahu on the matter. However, statements emerged clarifying the matter. The President of the Republic stated, as reported by Al Jazeera on April 9, 2026, "We will not accept anyone negotiating on behalf of the Lebanese state, and we are in contact with our friends demanding a ceasefire and a return to negotiations." This was followed by a statement published on the X platform on April 1, 2026, attributed to Sayyid Marandi, a member of the media delegation of the Iranian negotiating team in Pakistan, who wrote, quote, "PM Nawaf Salam is obstructing the ceasefire in Lebanon by insisting it be agreed upon through direct Lebanese-Israeli regime negotiations and normalization talks, rather than through the ongoing Iran-Trump regime negotiations." It should be noted that news prior to this, as reported by Reuters on April 9, 2026, indicated that, quote, "The office of Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif said that Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam requested Islamabad's support for an immediate cessation of attacks targeting Lebanon and its people during a telephone call. It is a dangerous manipulation that reveals intentions, indeed, an act to pass what could not have been passed before with this speed, as it is now under the weight of killing, destruction, and displacement. What the Lebanese authorities are doing is a clear and direct collusion with the international parties, especially America, indicating that they don't simply want a ceasefire, even one that would stop the bloodshed and destruction. Rather, it is as if they see this as a golden opportunity to push through direct negotiations with the Jewish entity. Negotiations that the President and Prime Minister have placed on their agenda since assuming power. This is no longer speculation or analysis. It has rapidly become a practical reality," Al Jazeera reported on April 10, 2026, citing the Lebanese presidency, quote, "A phone call took place, the first between our ambassador and the, quote, Israeli ambassador in Washington and the American ambassador in Beirut. We agreed to hold the first meeting on Tuesday at the U.S. State Department to discuss the date for the start of negotiations with, quote, Israel under American sponsorship." Following this American support surfaced, Axios reported on April 10, 2026, citing two sources that, quote, "The U.S. supports the Lebanese request and is urging Israel to accept it." Quote, "Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is reviewing the request and still hasn't made a decision. O people of Lebanon in general, and Muslims among them in particular, what the Lebanese authorities are doing, offering Lebanon's blood and the destruction it has suffered as a cheap price at the table of shame and disgrace, the table of normalization with the Jewish entity, is something that no religion or sound free mind can accept. It is a grave sin that the authorities dare to commit this act openly day and night, without fear or hesitation. We in Hizb Tahrir, Wilayah of Lebanon, condemn this great evil committed by the Lebanese authorities, whether they intend it through direct negotiations with the occupying enemy, or through the Iranian or Pakistani channels, or other ruling regimes in the region. Negotiating with the enemy at war, America or the occupying enemy, the Jews, far removed from the rulings and laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these are paths of Satan. خط رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا بيده ثم قال هذا سبيل الله مستقيما وخط خطوط عن يمينه وشمائله ثم قال هذه السبل ليس منها سبيل إلا عليه شيطان يدعو إليه. ثم قرأ:
وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله.
Allah's messenger drew a line for them and then said, "This is Allah's path." Thereafter he drew several lines on his right and left and said, "These are the paths of each of which there is a devil who invites people to follow it." And he recited, "Indeed, that is my path, perfectly straight, so follow it and do not follow other ways, for they will lead you away from his way." Al-An'am 153. We warn with the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "والذي نفسي بيده لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهن عن المنكر أو ليوشكن الله أن يبعث عليكم عقابا من عنده ثم لتدعنه فلا يستجيب لكم." By the one in whose hand is my soul, either you command good and forbid evil, or Allah will soon send upon you a punishment from him. Then you will call upon him and he will not respond to you. Be aware of being negligent in this matter. Otherwise, you are in danger regarding your deen. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّهُ يُسْتَعْمَلُ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَرَاءَ فَتَعْرِفُونَ وَتَنْكِرُونَ فَمَنْ كَرِهَ فَقَدْ بَرِئَ وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ فَقَدْ سَلَمَ وَلَكِنْ مَنْ رَضِيَ وَتَابَعَ. You will have rulers, some of whom you approve and some of whom you will disapprove. He who dislikes them will be safe, and he who expresses disapproval will be safe, but he who is pleased and follows them will be sinful. Whoever approves and follows will be held accountable and punished, so do not approve and follow. O people of Lebanon in general, and Muslims among them in particular, do not forget Allah and His Messenger's promise concerning the Jews. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, threatening the Jews,
إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا.
And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter the place of worship as they entered it the first time, and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Al-Isra 7. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَتُقَاتِلُنَّ الْيَهُودَ فَلَتَقْتُلَنَّهُمْ حَتَّى يَقُولُ الْحَجَرُ يَا مُسْلِمْ هَذَا يَهُودِي فَتَعَالَ فَاقْتُلُهُ. You will fight against the Jews, and you will kill them, until even a stone would say, "Come here, Muslim, there's a Jew hiding himself behind me, kill him." There will be no peace with the Jews, no reconciliation, no direct or indirect negotiations. Do not be intimidated by the threats of Trump and his protege Netanyahu. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
كُلَّمَا أَوْقَدُوا نَارًا لِلْحَرْبِ أَطْفَأَهَا اللَّهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ.
Whenever they kindle the fire of war, Allah puts it out, and they strive to spread corruption in the land, and Allah does not like corruptors. Al-Ma'idah 64. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, explaining the situation of the disbelievers who are fighting against us,
وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تَغْفُلُونَ عَنْ أَسْلِحَتِكُمْ وَأَمْتِعَتِكُمْ فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدًا.
The disbelievers would wish to see you neglect your weapons and belongings so that they could launch a sweeping assault on you. An-Nisa 102. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the reality we should be in,
وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
Do not falter in pursuit of the enemy. If you are suffering, they too are suffering, but you can hope to receive from Allah what they can never hope for, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. An-Nisa 104. The path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us with this occupying entity is not negotiation, but jihad and military confrontation.
قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشف صدور قوم مؤمنين.
So fight them, and Allah will punish them at your hands, put them to shame, help you overcome them, and soothe the hearts of the believers. At-Tawbah 14. The Ummah has proven in every instance, despite the ruler's betrayal and conspiracies, i.e., is capable of achieving this, but it lacks wise leadership, following the method of prophethood to guide it with truth. O people of Lebanon in general, and Muslims among them in particular, we know that these rulers, including the Lebanese authorities, cannot defeat America and turn its plot back against it unless the Khilafah Caliphate is established. Then, by Allah's permission, it will be victorious. It will teach America lesson after lesson until its true nature is exposed. America is currently fighting Muslims from their own land and from their own airports, using its agents to repel attacks on the Jewish entity. The Khilafah State will storm these agents' strongholds and expel them in the worst possible way. The Khilafah will mobilize the Muslim people along its path, increasing its strength until it becomes a raging torrent that reaches America's bases outside the Muslim lands. Then a mighty flood will be unleashed, destroying the thrones of the rulers in its path, liberating Palestine and utterly crushing the Jewish entity.
كذلك يضرب الله الحق والباطل فأما الزبد فيذهب جفاء وأما ما ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال.
This is how Allah compares truth to falsehood. The worthless scum is then cast away, but what benefits people remains on the earth. This is how Allah sets forth parables. Ar-Ra'd 17. This is easily attainable, Allah willing, even though many see it as a fantasy. The Ummah possesses a driving creed and harbors hatred for America, the Jews, and their allies due to their extreme injustice. Seeing these scenes of victory is not far off, Allah willing. When He subhanahu wa ta'ala grants His victory, perhaps what the Muslim Ummah will do after that and what the battlefields will proclaim will surpass what the pen can now describe. Allah has established His way in this world according to His subhanahu wa ta'ala's words. For it is our duty to help the believers. Ar-Rum 47. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya, Lebanon.